We are back 13 minutes after 11 o'clock, our Mellow Joy Coffee time, as we welcome in a couple of gentlemen representing Down South Heroes in the St. Jude Chili Cook-Off. And I've got to tell you, I've never noticed the Down South Heroes name. Gentlemen, Mike Chauvin, Big Show, and Beef Broussard, how are you?
I'm well. How are you doing, Jeff?
Good. Beef?
Well, yes, Jeff, we're doing actually pretty great. Decided to change the name up a little bit because of COVID over the last
So is that
years.
New? That yeah. is new? What, Down South Heroes?
No.
No. It's really old. Just we used to call it the Lazy Lounge.
Sure.
St. Jude. But since it's at a different location this year, we decided to stick with our real name. This is our real name.
There we go. So, again, Down South Heroes St. Jude Chili Cook-Off, something that has been a great thing, I think, for eight previous years there at the Lazy, most of the time blessed with beautiful weather and a whole bunch of folks helping out St. Jude. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday who heard me tease it and was wondering about it, and he's one of those monthly donors to St. Jude, and heard about this event, and I told him the effort that you guys have made over the last years, turning in checks better than $100,000 each year to St. Jude's, an event that normally is in the fall. COVID pushed it back, but you guys are going to make it happen Saturday.
Right. The girls, which are there, the biggest part of this thing is they had, you know, they just said last year we had to cancel it because, and they just couldn't see doing it again. I mean, it's and everything's still up in the air, so we decided to put the venue in an open air space, which that was outside, but, you know, the way that things are working. We should work out real well for us. We could do social distancing, mask wearing, and all of that stuff. So we can we should be able to do what we need to do. And you're right on this. This would be actually the tenth year if we wouldn't have canceled last year.
Right.
So
right.
And for right now, just to reiterate what you said about the checks of $100,000. Right now, we're at $780,000, which has been raised since we started this thing.
Amazing.
And it's really come a long ways. And we really had a goal for our 10th year to be right at $1 million. So we fell a little behind, but we're hoping to make that up.
There you go. And again, not too late for chill. In fact, it's cooling off for you nice this weekend. It actually will be great chilly weather.
That's right.
Well, I think it's perfect time of year. As a matter of fact, even if we go back to other locations, we're thinking about moving out of football season due to just competition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this time of year is perfect. I mean, you know, that's all I can say. February and March is perfect weather for chili.
So it's got to be impeding on your activities in March, though.
Yeah, March Madness.
Beef's birthday is later in the month, and he's one of those people who thinks, well, a day is just not enough.
Right. No, it's definitely not enough. And with New Orleans being shut down the way it was pretty quiet the last two weekends I was there. It's opening up a little bit, but boy, they got a long way to go.
There you go. Good news there, but better news that you guys are able to have this event on Saturday. And tell us when the gates are opening, all the important stuff.
Well, we got approximately 30 teams this year, and we're all going to be undercover, which is something different. Since we had the big patio arena, we're not in the arena; we're on the outside of the big arena,
and sort of the under the stands
yes.
that area, and you know it's still covered, but it's all on hard surface, though. And that's
yes.
key, I think.
Yes, it's all cemented. It's roughly about 180 feet long, so we have plenty of room, plenty of accommodations for restrooms, plenty of room to spread out, and you know up until last week we still were shaky about social distancing and everything, and thankfully we were below 5%. And that was the biggest problem we had holding anywhere else, is we can't hold that many people inside. Well, here, nobody's inside.
Right.
It's an open-air pavilion. And basically, the teams will start showing up there at 6 o'clock. Judging is going to be at 11:30. Entry fees to be $10 for adults, $5 for children. We're going to have the live auction starting at 12 o'clock with our auctioneer, Big Show, and some help. We're also going to have the silent auction, raffle tickets. The most popular event of the entire day is usually the barrel of booze. I think last time we did this, I think it was sold back three times. And then we have the 50-50 tickets. We have, during the entire day, Seth and Jory will be DJing all day. Then Rory Sawyer comes on at 10:30. Kip Sonye is gracious enough to play for us for an hour from 2:30 to 3:30. And then we'll close out with Chad LeBone and the Bad Boys at 5 o'clock. And hopefully we have a special guest for the children along the themes of the major holiday. It's about all we can really say. One thing is different, Jeff, is that since we're at the Sugar Arena, not the Riviera, we have an X number of camping spots that go with the Sugar Arena that can be rented. So if anybody's interested in renting a spot and being there for the weekend, all we have to do is call Gretchen at 256-6357 or Tammy at 380-1525, and they'll be more than happy to set them up, which is different. Now, it comes with electricity, water, no sewage.
Okay.
So you still got to cart your own sewage off it. It's not like the campground in the back. But it was designed originally when I was part of the board of Sugar Arena that these horse people could actually pull up with their trucks and their campers pulling the horse barn, and the horses would actually be sitting next to them.
Oh, okay.
Because you can walk from the camper and you could see the horse barns in the back. So they each had a stall for their own particular horse. So they never had to leave their animal.
Nice, nice. Yeah. But again, things have evolved over there, and I wonder, too, the campers, is there any tie-in at all with the Riviera?
No. The Riviera is run independently.
Isle of Iberia, I guess, it's known now.
Yeah, Isle of Iberia is run by Iberia Parish Rex Department, period. Sugar Arena is still maintained by the Sugar Arena Association.
Yeah, Acadiana Fairgrounds Commission. Yeah.
Completely separate.
Very good. Mentioned an entrance fee. When those gates open up?
We'll be there at 6 o'clock, but basically at 8 o'clock, I mean, unless somebody wants to come early.
And when will people start to be able to? And again, the gate fee gets you all you can eat, right?
Yes, sir.
Correct.
You get 5 tickets to vote for the best chili you like. But you, if you got enough stomach, you can taste all 30 of them, have at it.
There you go.
Yeah. I mean, for $10. The chili is supposed to be ready for 11 o'clock.
Okay.
That's when we'll start collecting the samples for the judges. Therefore, it must be ready for 11. And it's open season then.
Okay. Real good. I know there's more to mention. But again, you know, some people ask the question all the time, why St. Jude's? Aren't there local charities worth promoting? Remind folks why St. Jude is so important to this area, too.
All right. Well, you know, since we started this thing, we wanted to try to do something that that could represent Iberia Parish and the surrounding area, which we have so many children in this area that are St. Jude patients. And it all started because a good friend of ours, the LeComps, and Danielle used to have her own thing. Now she's a grown woman now, and she's going to school at UL now. I think so she's going. And she wanted to put out, she comes out there and she speaks every once in a while, but the whole reason we started to help the children of Iberia Parish, because when we go to Memphis, we represent Iberia Parish. That's why we're the Down South Heroes. And even though that the money, we of course, you know, we're not, after it leaves our hands, it's not in our control, but we have a lot of children that are represented from our area. And the ladies go and they bring gifts and stuff to them, and they go and they see the patients that are from Iberia Parish and the surrounding area. And we'll have some sponsored children there. They come and their parents do some speaking and talk about how much St. Jude does for them. And that's what we pretty much raise the money for, is that deal right there. And as far as it's just a big thing in our heart. And we I work for any kind of benefits and stuff, Tony and myself, when it comes to auctioneering and stuff like that. And generally, most of the time when we're doing these things are for the children that are for St. Jude patients. And just to throw a little bit more out there, the little ladies from Delcom will also be there selling lemonade or whatever like they do, how they raise money. And also, I have to give a shout out to a good friend of mine. I know he's probably not going to hear this all the way in Jennings, but maybe he can. I don't know.
Chance on the AM.
Yeah. Chance on the AM. Well, Aaron that usually does auctioneering with us, he's the guy from Jennings. He won't be with us this week because he just called and said, look, man, I got to cancel because he says my fiance would rather me be at the wedding than be at the auction. So we had to do without him, but we have another guy.
People got to learn priorities.
Yeah, you got to learn priority. So we have another guy that will be there with Tony and myself. His name is Gabe. He'll be there. He's a real good auctioneer. He'll help us out because, you know, when it comes to all this stuff, we're still accepting auction items, and this thing gets really drawn out. So with three of us, we can speed it up a little bit better.
I tell you, and by no means do I claim to be at all talented along those lines, but I've been asked to do a couple of auctions just because I had a microphone, whatever the case. It is exhausting.
Oh, it is.
So I can see why you want to be able to hand off that mic to somebody else.
Well, I mean, if you're around, bud, come on in there and jump in because we're not scared.
No,
baby.
Man.
Whoever's
no.
not scared to do it, I mean, it's just one of those things. But it's so fulfilling afterwards when you see the outcome and the outpouring and the big hearts of the people in Iberia Parish that donate things for us to auctioneer.
Yeah.
I mean, to do our auctioneering. It's just so it's phenomenal to see some of the things, the woodwork, the artistry, the everything that's involved with this thing. So
no doubt. Do you have a small list of some of the auction items that might attract some people?
Well, the oddly enough, the girls are putting that on the Facebook page. You can go on the Facebook page if you find out where it is. They're always adding those things, For Gretchen's and for Tammy's, they're all putting stuff on there. Miss Landry's made a piece this year that is just beautiful. It's a dresser type deal. We got Mr. Frazzi made an excellent piece of furniture that we're just going to be. You can use it for different things. I mean, you know, I'm just talking about the furniture part, plus the art that comes in, and people just come over there and say, hey. The last minute, hey, I got this. Can I donate this? And we take it all the way up to while we're still auctioning, believe me. So,
well, Jeff, to answer your question, there's no finite list today.
Mm-mm.
Because we pushed this whole project together possibly in less than 2 months because we all had the inkling that this COVID would break and we'd have a shot at something. So actually, this thing, you know, a year ago, it was still quiet. It was. We wasn't doing it, and then we just jumped up and said, "Hey, now's a good time. Let's get it on."
Well, that's a good point. That's true.
I mean, and it just the chips fell our way. That's all I can say. You know, hopefully this COVID thing gets under control, and we have a lot more leeway room next year to maybe move the date a little bit and play around. You know, like I said, this is the perfect time of year for it. February and March. And we're not competing with anybody. So as long as football's over with, I think we're going to have a much better participation from the general public.
Yeah, got a 3 o'clock hockey game, though.
But well, you got your own March Madness going
yes,
on.
Yes, I do. No, but the thing is, your event's going on all day, so I can enjoy some of it early on, and I'll get hockey eventually. But, again, remind us of the particulars. Oh, and is it too late to enter as a team, all right, or
no,
at your limit?
No, it's not 2-8. There's plenty of room. That's the other issue. You know, I was pretty much restricted to 24 teams at the Lazy Lounge, and, of course, you know where you were at. You were shut up against the wall away from everybody. So we tried not
near to, power, and that was key.
Yeah.
That was key.
Well, don't worry. We're working on your spot for next year, too.
Okay.
Even if you got to take mine. But we have more room than that. We can probably host up to about 36, 37 teams.
Okay.
Still under the same pavilion. Still not in the way of the music. Still not in the way of the restroom. Still not in the way of the concession stand. I mean, I'm really hoping it really works out nice because it's a nice venue. And like I say, ladies and gentlemen, the most fantastic thing is the curtains are up on the outside, the wind curtains. So even if we get a little bit of rain and stuff, we're all still protected.
Yeah, no rain in the forecast. Maybe a little breezy, but you know, highs around 67, 68 maybe on Saturday, but should be mostly sunny skies. Should be a great day.
Well, like I said, even with the wind curtains up, we shouldn't have any major problem. And they're not going to take those down until probably the end of March, maybe middle of April.
And plenty of parking, of course, too, over there.
Oh, yes, plenty of parking.
Again, the high points that she was talking about, from 5 to 12 is $5, and above 12 is $10. And we're also going to have some jumping deals, you know, stuff. An obstacle course and all that kind of stuff. And we've got the RV spots, like we said, if you want to call those numbers, do that. The deal is bring your tables, bring your cooking stuff, and it's, don't worry about the paper goods or any of that stuff. That's handled by Beefy. And 3 to 5 gallons of chili is all you have to really make for that deal, just to have it. We got the judging. That'll happen at 11:30. People's choice, like you said, you'll have that deal. Just bring you some chairs. Have a good time. There'll be a lot of entertainment because Rory and Jory will be DJing most of the day and doing the MCing and stuff like that. So you got Seth. You got Seth that'll be there. Seth Boudreaux. He's always a hoot to hang around with and listen to him. And he's also a great singer. I'm so proud, you know, surprised, but those guys are something else.
He and Jory and Corey, and I always confuse the two. When I see them, I call them, I just say Ori, and hope that they didn't notice I didn't use the first letter.
Right, right.
Just Ori.
Ori, yeah.
And they look, usually.
And by that time, it works anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But, yeah, we're like I said, camping spots and everything. Just get in touch with us. The beverages, there'll be some adult beverages and everything. All that's going to be handled by the Lazy Lounge, all the drinks and stuff like that. So come out. And then our side, the concession stand, one side will be open just for the children as far as, you know, like candy, ice cream, popcorn, nachos and stuff like that. No cooking in there will be happening.
Okay.
But that's just some stuff because children aren't that enthused about chili, but, you know.
Now, remember, Jeff, this is the first year we actually, young adults and children are allowed
on the
site.
Oh, that's true. I didn't think about that. The Lazy could not host anyone under 18.
Correct. So this sort of, I'm hoping this really takes off in a new venture, especially with the fun jumps. You know, bring them out, mom and dads, and let us wear them out.
Yep.
And right. Get your little chili. I mean, and have a good time, and remember St. Jude.
That's
hopefully.
Right.
Hopefully these young children won't have to use it. But we've had a bunch. I've brought a bunch of people up there.
And I tell you what, too, whether or not a child has ever visited St. Jude's in person, many people have benefited by the research that St. Jude's does. So, again, you know, it's like paying it forward, and you never know. You may be the next one who needs the research, the intelligence that they have derived from the funds that people have donated.
That's correct.
Yes, Oshner's does a great job of relying on that coattail of St. Jude's coattail, because Oshner's in New Orleans is another fantastic facility that wouldn't be doing it if it wouldn't be for St. Jude.
Yeah.
They just wouldn't have the information.
Yeah, I had a caller on the line. I didn't get to them in time. If they wanted to come on the air, please call back. But again, 367-1240. If you do have a question or comment for either Beef or Big Show, don't hesitate in which to give us a call. Again, Saturday's event to benefit St. Jude's, the Down South Hero St. Jude's Chili Cook-Off. One thing I wanted to ask, was there any teams you wanted to highlight or maybe different varieties of chili that folks may want to know, something maybe out of the ordinary?
Well, I know we're going to have some off-the-wall chilies, but again, because we were so pushed, we didn't actually ask anybody this year. Our main goal was just to say, hey, man, would you please cook?
Yeah.
You know, that was our main focus, period.
Gotcha there. Do we have a caller on the line, perhaps the person who had called earlier? Hi, you're in the air. Thanks for waiting.
Hey, Jeff, how y'all doing? Show? Beef, how y'all doing?
Hello, all right, Ty, how you doing?
Everybody recognized that voice.
Yep.
Yeah, this time, the quarter time. I heard y'all say y'all still taking auctions to item off.
Yes, auction items, yeah.
Okay. We sure are.
All right. If y'all want, I'll donate a mystery board tab, and I'll let y'all know off the air what it is if y'all want that.
Sure.
We'll take anything, Ty. We appreciate it.
All right. Well, one of y'all want to give me a call whenever y'all get off the air?
Sure enough.
I'll let y'all know what's what.
Sounds good. Appreciate the call, Ty.
Thanks for contributing,
all right.
Ty.
There you go.
Yep.
Nothing wrong with that.
No, he's a good one. He actually, he jumps out there. He's
Oh, yeah.
He's in the mix.
I had a great fundraiser at the tavern this past Saturday for several local charities. Good time there, indeed.
Yes. Hopefully. Sorry I had to miss. I was in the hole.
Yeah. And last question. Well, maybe not the last question, but give me an idea, Beef. How many soup spoons and bowls are we going to go through?
I normally bring in 2,000 bowls and 2,000 spoons. And we got the judges' kit, but last year I think whatever's left I donated to Zion Hill Christian Church on Main Street, and I think I only gave them 200. So we went through 1,800 last function.
Yeah. Yeah. So and again, these aren't 8 ounce or 10 ounce bowls. Yeah,
but they're sixes.
Sixes. So again, you can sample a little bit from everybody.
Well, six. If they put 4 ounces, we recommend you put 4 ounces of chili in a 6 ounce bowl. If you eat 34 ounces, I mean, we're going to get a wheelbarrow. I mean, you're not going to walk out.
Yeah. And it is, as you mentioned, a bit of a competition, too. Don't forget to vote for your favorite team. And, again, you're given 5 tickets in which to do so. So if you've got 5 favorites, or give them all to the same team if you think they deserve it. So.
And the other issue is, we, unlike the Gomo Cook-Off, we don't separate into classes. It's just the best chili.
Anything goes.
Anything goes. Anything goes. And in the past, we've had some. I mean, look, 1 year, Ron and I, we cooked a nutrient chili.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't tell anybody till at the end, though.
There you go. Hey, and again, that's the great thing about chili is you can. I used to use a lot of ground turkey, and people don't notice. Well-seasoned meat can, hide a lot of other ills.
Well, we've had everything up from red chili to people making chicken with white bean chili, so that's all white. So, but it's still chili. I mean, I don't know how they do it, but anyway, that's one of those deals. A more healthier option, I guess. But anything goes. If you want to cook it and it's chili, we'll take it.
Has anyone ever made a green chili? I mean,
Not that I can remember.
I mean, because, there are obviously green chilies.
Yeah.
But the base, the tomato sauce, that might be tough to find.
But going back to teams that are sponsoring this stuff like that, there's a lot of the local establishments in this area that are coming out to cook. A lot of the lounges and stuff like that are all doing, which I won't throw those out there because I figured that you do your thing. But
Do you have some overall sponsors, though?
No, we have Bourbon Hall. They're doing it, and E&E's still in there. And they're legacy teams. I mean, these guys have been around since we started this thing 10 years. So they're all doing it. And like I said, I don't know who Seth and them's cooking for, or their group, but I'm probably sure. I do, too. That's Big D's.
Yes.
So that's Big D's. They've won a number of times, but there's like
the
four
seafood
teams.
Guys? Big D's Seafood?
It's Woody.
Woody
Groot.
And them.
Oh yeah, Woody.
Woody Groot and them. Yeah. So they'll be out there, and then we've got. And then now it slips my mind when I had it over there. One of those senior moments, but anyway. We've got some sponsorships and people that want to do it. A lot of the lounges, a lot of the businesses coming out. So we appreciate them. Some of them oil field related. Some are, and that's always good to see those guys again. But they're always they're legacy teams. They just like to come in and do it and help us out.
Now, we do have one thing that's not going to happen this year that we've had in the past is the Wacky Hat Walk.
Okay. Yeah, that you removed a little bit from downtown on that one.
And I loved it. I loved to see how many ladies actually came out to participate, and they'd leave from the ladies and head downtown, go to some of the refreshment spots and come back. That was pretty wild. And I don't think I will ever better pull that back again, unless we move back downtown. But anyway, that's one of the few casualties of the COVID war.
Yeah, and again, not to disparage the Sugarina, because obviously it's a great venue, but I do love things that are downtown and, gives people a little flexibility. But you got the weather taken care of at the Sugarina with the covered pavilion. And I don't know how big this is, the Steamboat Pavilion, if that would be big enough compared to what you've got now.
Well, that's a good question. We never even tried bringing that theory up because there's always something going on in this parking lot.
Yeah.
I mean, it's tough. You got to live with it when the gumbo cook-off comes, so you know what it's all about.
Mm-hmm.
People blocking you off, and, we try to avoid that.
Gotcha.
But that is one avenue we've talked about. When Sugar Arena came up, I said, guys, this is where we need to be at least for this year. And, but girls, let's talk about it next year. Let's just get it off the ground again.
Yeah.
That's our goal. Get it back off the ground.
Yeah, because once it stops, the momentum was there, and we don't want to lose the momentum and what the whole thing is about. And try to keep it, you know, we've got to keep it going because we can't stop. We just, another thing that you brought up because of COVID things, like the golf tournament, that took a big hit out of us. Now, they still plan on having the divorce tournament a little later on in the year.
But explain that one.
Divorce tournament is a 9-hole golf game, and Mr. Ronnie H.A. runs that one over there at Sugar Oaks. And it'll be like where you get a husband and wife team. And the husband hits up to the green, and the wife putts. So that gives the whole reason behind the divorce scramble. But it, we haven't had any so far.
I was going to say, have we produced a divorce yet?
No, we have lawyers on standby though.
But just in case. can I get a notary over here, please?
There you go.
Anyway, anything else you guys want to add before we let you go?
No, just thanks for your time.
Really appreciate it.
Really. Pleasure to be here, and I'm glad we're both still sitting here.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah, none of us three have shots yet.
Nope, not yet, but I'm making a call this week, or at least I keep saying that.
Making a call this week?
Making a call.
And that's not exactly true. I did get mine.
Oh, did you?
Yeah. How did you?
I did mine at that at the arena thing.
Oh, the Sugar Arena last week.
Yeah, J&J shot.
We heard from Parish President Richard on that, but as someone who is going through that process, how did you feel it went?
Dr. Stavansky was there, and the people from the Board of Health or the Health Department and the State Board of Health, and Ms. Carroll, whatever slips my mind what her last name is, but they really ran a tight ship over there, along with the National Guard and everything. I mean, they had it all worked out. I mean, at first one, it was kind of slow, but after that, those ladies just jumped in there and took control, and it started running like crazy. So they made 710 shots that day, they told me.
Yeah.
I was running Dr. Stavansky and the news media around and stuff like that on a cart, so... But it was done.
All right, good to hear. Larry's waiting on that next shipment from J&J and hoping to do something similar again.
Well, that's what I'm kind of. I'd like to slip in that one where you can drive in and drive out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, well, I'm glad you got your shot, man. You know, I classify my body mass index.
That's why he's in front of the mic that doesn't have a cone on it.
No, that doesn't come on it.
You recognize that. But Beef, we got that mic protected from you.
That's okay, man. I'm used to it.
That's okay. Again, gentlemen, appreciate you joining us. Not only joining us, but the effort in general and the effort over the last decade. Yeoman's work, indeed. And we've got some information here. If anybody needs anything repeated, check out our Facebook page for information. We're going to post their flyer. And, again, we'll look forward to Saturday's event. And, again, the benefit... Down South Heroes Chili Cook-Off to benefit St. Jude's. Guys, we'll see you Saturday, if not before.
Well, thank you very much. And like we said, we appreciate everybody, all the help that you give us on this event and the past events. And we hope that everybody in Iberia Parish will come out and support us.
There you go. See you guys soon.
All righty.
Thanks, Jeff.